I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A member of Iran's coronavirus task force tells reporters the COVID-19 toll could be 20 times higher than official figures. Then state officials closed down the newspaper that published his quote. It comes days after a BBC investigation found that Iran was covering up COVID-19 cases and deaths. The cover-up, however, isn't surprising to Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari, but there is good news. As COVID-19 cases spike, so do Decisions for Christ.
Since March 2020, we at Heart for Iran have been registering over 3,000 monthly decisions by Iranians who have contacted us wanting to leave Islam and learn more about Christianity. This is a significant and historic organic transformation in a nation that's been under Islamic rule for the past 40 years.
Details in the full report at missionnews.org. And it's been just over a week since a massive explosion in Beirut, Lebanon destroyed thousands of lives. Pain is devastating and tangible, especially for those with connections to the port. Lulwa El-Malouf is with the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary.
I used to work at the port of Beirut in the container terminal. People work together as if they're one family. There's an interesting unity in the port that is not found outside of the port of Beirut.
For now, Lulwa and others must set their grief aside as they care for survivors in Jesus' name. You can help shelter families through ABTS at missionnews.org. And please pray. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Trans World Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours when you click the banner free at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.